Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
This is On Call, the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Finally, this is Healthy Talk Radio. Diagnosis Hope Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us and being a part of the program. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We'll kick this segment off and go with John. Hi, John. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
Hey, nice meeting you. I was traveling through Nashville last week, and and this is the radio. I'm in Orlando, Florida now, and I wish we could get it down here.
Well, we'll be coming down there soon. We're actually working out a deal with Orlando, so we're growing daily, so just keep posted. Go to DrAsa.com frequently, and you can check in there as well. So we'll be there soon. But it's great to talk to you. What's going on?
Well, back in 2002, I was diagnosed with malignant tumor in the tonsil. And it was radiated and chemo, and I am completely recovered. But I'm on the cell phone. I'm hoping it won't break up on me.
Go ahead.
Around 3:00 in the morning, I suddenly wake up almost every night, almost religiously at 3:00, and if I don't take one sleeping pill and maybe some ibuprofen, I'd probably be, in bed waiting to try to go to sleep again. But that seems to help within a half an hour or so, and go back to sleep until 8:00 in the morning. I'm not sure that's necessarily the greatest thing for me to do, but it does work. Do you have any solutions other than the sleeping pill?
Sure. Let me run down a couple things with you. So you had chemotherapy for the tumor, and how many treatments did you have?
I had 30 in a row in the morning. Yeah, 30 of them for radiation.
Okay.
And chemo was three treatments.
Three treatments, and that's been how long ago?
It's 2002, so it's been, 7 years.
7 years, yeah. All right. A lot of times when the sleeping issues begin occurring and you wake up at 3 in the morning on the dot, that tends to be the rhythm time. What happens is on the acupuncture meridian, which is, based on Eastern medicine, but on the acupuncture meridian scale, then the liver tends to be the primary organ at that time. So if the liver is really pushing out a lot of toxins of the body and that sort of thing, it can wake you up at around 2 to 3 at night, every night. And it's the biorhythm of your body that does that. And so it's pretty simple that, every organ has a time period during the day that it seems to be either regenerating or in the process of working. And the liver tends to regenerate and work around its hardest to kind of help the body regenerate around 2 or 3 in the morning. Now, there's another thing that could be taking into place, and that could be excess levels of calcium in your body. Now, when you've gone through chemotherapy and radiation, you sometimes can get, as a rebound effect, an excess amount of calcium, meaning that the normal calcium that you would eat in your foods every single day could cause the calcium in your body to become elevated. So that's one thing that could be happening. And if calcium gets elevated, it can cause you to wake up in the middle of the night. And that could be anywhere between 2 and 4 in the morning. So there's some what's going on. That's what could be going on. Now, solutions for that are this. You've gone through some pretty serious treatments, which has been really hard on your body. So what have you done since then you've made it through cancer, so what has been your strategy? I'm sure you've changed your lifestyle, the way you eat, exercise, and all of that, or have you not?
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't really been doing too much. I take the once-a-year exam, and basically that's it. But when you said toxins in the liver, I do have a few beers at night, so I wouldn't be surprised if that doesn't hurt. And maybe the toxins in the liver is probably like my problem.
It could be, and I'll tell you this, you know, just on that note, if you haven't done anything since cancer as far as helping your body to regenerate, let me break this down for you real. This is going to make it real easy to understand. The body regenerates every single day. So each day, old cells die off and new cells form. Cancer cells are nothing more than abnormal cells. That's all it is. And so, you know, that's why the chemotherapy and the radiation and, you know, for some people, surgery, you know, can help as well, because you go in and you do everything to kill the cancer cells. The issue is, what are you doing to give your body the raw materials every single day so it can rebuild good, new, healthy cells? Because if there's a genetic involvement, and with cancer there is a genetic involvement, but it's mostly lifestyle choices. Meaning, you know, the air that we breathe, the water that we drink, the foods that we eat, the exercise we get or don't get, stress that we manage or don't, all of that, you know, they all play key roles into our overall health. But the eating issue is the biggest one with cancer, because your body makes good, new, healthy cells based on the foods you eat. If you give it junk food, you're going to make junk cells. If you give it good food, you're going to make good cells.
Mm-hmm.
You have already had cancer. And so the greatest thing you can do, and the greatest thing I can encourage you to do, is to make great choices every single day. And once you had it, you know, that doesn't eliminate you from not having it again. And so, but your choices do. The American Cancer Society said that 2/3 of cancers could be virtually eliminated if people would change their lifestyle choices.
Yeah.
And it is hard on your liver. And, of course, you had, you know, cancer in the tonsil. However, the liver, everything in the body, for the most part, goes through the liver. It's the body's toxin center, filtration center. The liver is very important. It's as important as your heart is to pumping blood. And, you know, I'm not saying don't enjoy yourself, but, you know, I would pick to do a beer every now and then. When I say that, I mean, you know, a couple times a month at the most, without being too strict. But just understand that within your life now, I mean, John, how old are you? What is your age now?
I'm 62.
Yes, you're 62. You've lived a great life, and you've got many more years ahead of you. And if you play your cards right and you make the right choices, then you can live into your 80s and 90s and beyond and live well. It's very true, but you just have to come to a place where you make the right choices. And the things you eat every day is going to be a big deal. You know, I'm cutting down the beer. I know that's not a big thing probably for you to do. But it's going to be important, the things you're eating every day. So for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, being strategic. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk about an anti-inflammatory diet. You'll hear me talk about that a lot on the show. Because the foods we put inside of our body either reduce inflammation so that our body can make good, new, healthy cells, or it increases inflammation and it causes our body not to be able to do that. And once you've beaten cancer, which I think is just amazing, I love hearing those stories, now you need to come up with a good game plan. And the good game plan is to begin following these principles. And it's real simple. It's equal amounts of lean protein sources, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and good healthy fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. You know, those are all important. I'll tell you some things daily for you that are going to be important. The things daily would be B12 in the version of adenosyl cyclobolamine. It's an A version of B12. Broccoli seed extract, high amounts of vitamin C, around 5 to 7,000 milligrams. Keep all your antioxidants high. And if you need more information, you go to drasa.com or shoot me an email. But the sleeping issue, if you will increase your vitamin D, it will absorb any excess calcium. And if you'll take phosphatidylcholine at night before bed, that will help you go into a deep sleep, and it'll help with the liver and how it pushes out toxins to put you into a deeper REM sleep. But with you, my friend, the biggest issue is getting your lifestyle choices solid. Then you'll be on your way to extraordinary health. This is On Call, 888-283.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, make an appointment right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. And when the email comes in, Cynthia from Spokane, Washington writes, "I've been struggling with hot flashes. I'm only 39 years young. What in the world should I do?" Well, Cynthia, it all depends. Several things can cause hot flashes. Could you be going into early menopause? It's a possibility, but very unlikely. You probably could have your estrogens could be out of balance. And there's three main estrogens. There's estrone, estradiol, and estriol. And a lot of times only one of those gets checked if there are any hormones checked by most physicians. So it's good to have all three checked along with your progesterone. And I would have testosterone checked. Get all those done by blood test by your primary care physician. Let them look at the numbers and see what's going on. That is one of the primary issues a lot of times when you're having hot flashes. Now there's another one what you can need to look at is blood sugar related issues. So if you're headed toward diabetes, a lot of times it can mimic hot flashes that are similar to menopause. So that's something you want to look into as well. So their blood sugar, they can check your glucose levels on blood tests, and then also your hemoglobin A1C. That shows more of the long-term blood sugar over the last 3 months or so and how well it's been doing. You want to make sure you keep that A1C. That's kind of the marker they're using nowadays. You want to keep that under 6.0 for sure to stay away from that pre-diabetes range. But I would get that checked out. Now, in the meantime, there is a good overall balancer for women's estrogen that's just phenomenal, and it works very well. It's called Black Cohosh. Been used for many, many years and works very well with women, especially as they get into their late 30s, early 40s when they're experiencing these types of symptoms. So I encourage you to look into that. Your health food store should carry it. If not, go to drasid.com. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, give us a call, 888-283-7272. Let's go to Joseph. Hi, Joseph. Welcome to the show, my friend. How can I help?
The doctor fixed the phone right off. Now, back in 2005, December, I was poisoned by carbon monoxide, and I knew I was being poisoned for a long time because I had a gas meter that the company gave me, and when I got poisoned the worst, the meter was reading extremely high amounts, 195 to 587 parts per million. And then, you know, of course, I started feeling real sick, and then after I'd gone to the hospital and they gave me oxygen, I started feeling better, and I was okay for a while, and then about, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks later, I just started feeling real sick and real tired all the time. My ears were ringing real bad. I had been sick, like with colds and flu, for a long time during the period of time I was being poisoned, at least for about 2 or 3 months, and it was a continuous illness. And it's one thing after another, just like colds, flus, upper respiratory infections. I had sores all over my body. My hair was falling out of my head by the hands full. The sores wouldn't go away. They wouldn't heal. They kept multiplying, actually. And so anyway, I ended up seeing my doctor, and I blacked out in front of him during an examination. And he said, well, you know, that's not good, and you can't go back to work like that. And since I'd been diagnosed so many times during the course of a month and a half at an emergency room with the carbon monoxide poisoning, I just figured maybe if I'm just out for a while and they just, you know, figure out just exactly what's wrong with me, I'll be okay and I can go back. But sure. I just never got better. I just kept being sick. And right. Finally, I'm going to a hospital now for the past 2 years because I've been out of work for over 3.5 years now, and I've had night sweats and sudden sweats and periods where my seems like my hands and my feet are ice cold, and then my right and hand and foot will warm up, and then my left hand and foot will warm up, and then I'll be okay, and then sometimes I'll just be pushing a cart in a shopping mall or whatever, going to the store, and then all of a sudden I almost black out. I get extremely busy. My ears ring constantly, both of them, high, low. It's like pinging a crystal glass, and then all of a sudden it reaches a crescendo, but it just keeps going, never stops, and clicking noises and popping noises. And aside from all that, you know, I started blacking out when I was going driving, and I don't drive anymore, doctor. I had common sense enough to stop, but the fact is I started blacking out at stop signs and almost passing out behind the wheel in traffic, and you know, and it just started happening walking down the street, you know, here, there, and everywhere, and or my body just jerking and uncontrollably and biting my tongue all night long, and can't sleep. I've had insomnia for the past 3.5+ years. So now, since I've been going to the hospital, besides the carbon monoxide poisoning, they're telling me I've got spina bifida coda. I've got, I know I have 2 herniated discs in my neck from an accident over 17.5 years ago. And I have osteoarthritis and Meniere's disease. And they put me on a low salt diet because I have elevated blood pressure. And absent mindedness and all these other things just keep going on and on. It's like some kind of, I hit the roulette wheel of nightmare symptoms after this carbon monoxide poisoning.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
So what I've done recently, and that after the low-salt diet started, that my stomach, because I had acid reflux, I'm taking a lot of pain medication with these other diseases and everything, and the Neurontin 300 milligrams they give me is helping control the seizures. I haven't had any blackouts since that period of time, and it's controlling a lot of these other ones. So the
blackouts have pretty much stopped, right?
Yeah, the seizures stopped. It's just that the sweats, the ringing in my ears, the absent-mindedness, and just being tired all the time has pretty much gone on. So what I did was I started to I used some of your advice because I was having a few problems. So I started taking some supplements. And
hang tight for just a second. We're going to a commercial break. When we come out, we'll talk about all these issues from carbon monoxide poisoning. Now it's throwing you into a kind of a tailspin with a lot of different symptoms, from, you know, insomnia to Meniere's disease and just all kinds of issues. Let's talk about how to get out of where you are. When we come out of this commercial break, hang tight. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272, 888-283-7272. On call.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by cardiologists, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health. Now hear from Adrian, a real Step One Foods customer. Adrian explains why he became a fan of Step One Foods.
For me, if you look back at my history as far as my cholesterol is concerned, it was really hard for me to move those particular ones. After 30 days, my triglycerides went from 160 down to 100.
Now you can make the difference in your health that Adrian did. Go to StepOneFoods.com, at StepOneFoods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
ExtendoVite. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Phone lines are open. up in this hour to talk about life and talk about health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. This is On Call, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you'd like to participate in the show, you can jump in and call 888-283-7272. Check in, get on the phone, and let's get well. 888-283-7272, or visit us online. And going into the break, talking with Joseph. Joseph's been going through several things. One of the biggest things is he got carbon monoxide poisoning, threw him into a tailspin. Now he's been struggling. His ears have been ringing, which can lead to Meniere's disease. And also he's got issues with insomnia, and you got issues with a herniated disc, osteoarthritis. And go into a little bit of where you are now. You're very tired, fatigued. And what are you looking to accomplish? You want to get out from where you are? You want to just have a better quality of life? Talk to me a little bit, Joseph.
Well, what I'm trying to figure out is, because I'm not the doctor, and the doctors they haven't finished with me because they're going through so much trying to cover everything. But can a tethered spinal cord cause seizures? Because they haven't told me why I was having the seizures. All I know is that the seizures have stopped since they've been giving me this medication. And insomnia, I mean, it's just like, man, I haven't, with the exception of just piling on the naproxen sodium with the Neurontin and eating bananas and chicken and drinking milk or ice cream or anything I can to try to induce some sleep. I hardly ever get any sleep, regular sleep, normal sleep. I've had sleep deprivation for over 3.5 years. It's driving me nuts. I'm tired all the time, and it's really worried about getting all the time.
You've had sleep issues for the last 3.5 years, but let me ask you, in the last 5 years outside of the poisoning, how long has it been since you've been off work? Is the sleep issues began when the carbon monoxide poisoning happened?
Yes, they started.
Or was that before?
I started having sleep issues just before the acute poisonings, where I was actually falling asleep on the job. I just thought I was sleeping falling asleep from being overworked or anemia or something. But once they gave me the gas meter, and then I found out I was being poisoned, and the doctors kept telling me, go find another job, for crying out loud. You can't just keep coming in here. Then I realized something's happened to my body. And then after that, it was up to the doctors, and it's just been kind of a revolving door situation with the doctors ever since. I know when there's a side effect from medication, but the problem is all these symptoms started before any medications.
Before the medication ever started.
Yes, right. The only thing that was wrong with me was a herniated disc and the carpal tunnel in my left shoulder. That wasn't going to cause seizures.
What kind of medication are you taking right now?
Neurontin 300 milligrams, 4 times a day. And I'm taking naproxen sodium 220 milligrams twice a day.
Okay. All right. Let me run down kind of a list of things for you and what I think might be beneficial that can kind of aid in what you're going through. I think that, once you've had carbon monoxide poisoning, the thing is, can the residual effect of that be, lingering? It can. And what I recommend that you do, if you haven't already done so, is to even though it's been some time, is to do some oral chelation. Because a lot of times some of the gases can stay trapped in the fatty tissues, in the adipose tissue, within the body. And it's good to have some oral chelation that will help pull that out of the body. It's important to do that in cleansing on a regular basis. And, of course, your lymphatic system, which is the body's natural detoxification center, it will help eliminate a lot of this, but it's always good to do almost like a cleanse, but it's an oral chelation. And, IV chelation would have been good right after the poisoning, but you're so far removed from that now, I think oral chelation can be a benefit to you. And chlorella is a really good oral chelating agent. It's all natural, and it just helps the body reduce toxins. The other thing is, now, when you haven't slept in that long period of time, there's several things that can be going on. Now, remember, in natural medicine, we look at the body three different ways. We look at it mentally, chemically, and structurally. There's three main components of the body. It's called the health triangle, and that makes you look at all three primary areas. So just because you're not sleeping doesn't mean it's a direct effect of carbon monoxide poisoning. There could be something else building up in the body, such as neurotransmitters, which are the brain chemicals that aren't firing the way they need to, and that typically is what affects sleep. and any anti-seizure medication or any medication that they're giving you in regards to that, they play around with neurotransmitters. Matter of fact, most medicines do that. And there's noradrenaline and there is acetylcholine. All of these, if they're manipulated, they can change, literally change different processes in your body. But if you get those balanced, it can cause the body to work very, very well. So there's a couple things. When you don't sleep, typically, it has to do with two primary neurotransmitters. Well, three actually, but two primary, one secondary. The two primary would be serotonin and then also acetylcholine. Those are the two primaries. Then GABA, which is an inhibitory brain chemical, it is one that has to do with anxiety, and it can also cause seizures. And so there's a couple of things you'll want to look into. Now, the best thing to do is to ease into this. If they haven't pinpointed exactly which neurotransmitter is off, I would ask them to run some blood tests to see on that. And also, in the meantime, it's never harmful to the body to play around with taking phosphatidylcholine because it's completely natural. It's a base of lecithin, which is it's completely natural, but it'll help support acetylcholine levels. And the best time to take that is at night before bed, about 2,000 to 3,000 milligrams. And if you're not sleeping very well, it can be an incredible sleep aid. Now, if you were suffering with depression, which it doesn't sound like you are, it would be leaning more toward the serotonin side of things. But usually acetylcholine is the one, it's the culprit. If you just can't go to sleep, you can't stay asleep. Now, of course, medication can be good for a short period of time. You just don't want to do it for the long run. But, the phosphatidylcholine can make a big, big difference. The other list of issues that you have, even from the carpal tunnel and the little neuropathies that you have going on, those are from the structural side of the health triangle, the bones, muscles, and the nerves. And chemical things can affect that. Specialties, they can help tremendously with what you're going through. Without osteoarthritis, probably low vitamin D. Most people carry enough calcium. I would get a blood test to check on your vitamin D levels. Make sure your vitamin D running between 70 and 90 on the blood test. Now, Meniere's disease, a whole different animal. Even though you've had that poisoning of carbon monoxide, Meniere's disease typically can be a result of food allergies within the body that cause issues with the ringing in the ears. And one can be a manganese deficiency where you can take around 100 milligrams a day of manganese. That can be helpful. Just follow those instructions on the bottle. You can get that at any health food store. Ionic manganese is the best, so it's a liquid and it's much better than tablets. But then also wheat allergy, which basically just wheat products from breads, pastas, cereals, crackers, things like that. All of those can be major issues causing and really issues within the right ear, and the manganese would be more in the left ear. And the fatigue and that sort of thing is definitely coming from the fact you're not sleeping. I would start there. The adrenal glands, which are the body's stress glands, those are, when they get tired, when they get worn out, that's what causes you to be tired and fatigued throughout the day. But if you're not getting solid sleep where you're going into that deep REM stage sleep, and you always know you're going into a deep REM when you're dreaming and you can remember your dreams. You don't have to remember them so vividly, but you'll know you dreamed last night, and that's always a big indicator when you're in the place where you're sleeping well. So those are some things to get started with. You stay with your doctors, obviously, and I know they're plugging away at it, but we'll be here to walk you through the process as well, just to be a teammate to you. Of course, I'm here each and every night, but you can also email me at drasa.com. But it sounds like you've got some things to go through, but just know this: if the body can get sick, it can get well. And if the body can go through things such as carbon monoxide poisoning and it go haywire a little bit, it can be brought back into balance. We just have to figure out exactly what all the pieces of the puzzle are, help the body clean itself out, and remember, the things you eat every single day are going to be the things that help create the good new healthy cells. Make sure to follow the anti-inflammatory diet. You are what you eat. That is the foundation. Regardless of all the things that I've laid before you, what you eat every single day is going to determine the foundational basis of what your health is going to bring. And don't forget to add in a tablespoon of cod liver oil for the omega-3 fatty acids that your body desperately needs every single day. We don't get those in many of our foods at all. Thanks for the call, Joseph. Questions about your health, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You need a new prescription for your life and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, give us a call. This is way to email come in. Sandra from Jacksonville, Florida writes, been struggling with fibromyalgia. It was diagnosed 2 years ago, under a lot of stress, just gone through a divorce. What do you think it could be? Well, fibromyalgia typically roots itself in mental-related stressors. So if you go through an emotional stress, divorce, lose a child, loss of a job, whatever, that's when you see a lot of people get thrown into that constant tissue pain, connective tissue pain of fibromyalgia, that achiness all over, and doctors tend to diagnose that fairly regularly. So I want to encourage you to do this. Managing stress is going to be a real key for fibromyalgia. Fasting one day a week so the digestive system can clear itself out is really big. Anytime you have inflammation throughout the body, so with arthritis, you get inflammation in the joint. Fibromyalgia is a generalized inflammation around the body. Get started on what you eat. You have to increase your levels of vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid. That is a huge help, and increase your omega-3 fatty acids. I would get your vitamin D levels checked as well. Make sure they're between 70 and 90 on a blood test. But the eating the anti-inflammatory diet that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, that is going to be a place to start, because until you remove inflammation from the digestive tract, you can't remove inflammation throughout the body. This is On Call.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
The aromatherapist that helped Jenny is Earlene Tilton. For more information about Earlene, go to healingwithessentials.com. That's healingwithessentials.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
With the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Phone lines are open this hour as we talk about your life and talk about your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. You're listening to On Call, the show that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining me on the program. If you need a new prescription for your life, then make an appointment with me right now. 888-283-7272 or send me an email. We'll kick this segment off and go with Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. I keep calling you Asa. Thank you for taking my call. And you have been a blessing, and your book, Empowering Your Health, is a godsend. And I have a husband who is 52 years old, in his 40s. He was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. He has a history of high blood pressure, which he was taking Lotril and Coreg for. He has a family history of diabetes and high blood pressure. May 8th, he had a stroke this year. He's 52. He had a stroke. It affected his motor skills and his balance. He was in rehab for about 3 to 4 weeks. They never could get his blood sugar down in the hospital to be normal. After reading your book, I understand why. After he got home, we changed his diet from one extreme to the other, according to the book, which for the first time had brought his blood sugar down to normal.
That's fantastic.
So it works. He has an enlarged heart. Only 25% of it works. He has been overweight. He's like a big football player. He was about 270 to 300 pounds. His kidneys, this is when on May 8th, we found all this out. His kidneys are leaking protein, although they said they weren't diseased. We also found out that he had several silent heart attacks because of scar tissue, and then we found out that he also had diabetes. His diabetes when we went in, when he had the stroke, was over 600.
The blood sugar was over 600?
He had a stroke. I didn't know it was a stroke at the time because they said it takes several hours to detect a stroke after it's happened. So they did a CAT scan and said nothing was wrong, although obviously there was. So anyway, they found out he had a stroke. If I would have taken him home, the doctor said he would have never woke up, which I assuming is a diabetic coma. So anyway, he ended up in the hospital for about a month. When he got out, like I said, we changed his diet according to the book. We've done as much organic as we possibly could, but just really gone according to the book. I'd say about a month after he got out, he was, the stroke had affected his motor skills and balance. He was totally fine as far as that went. He started working out. With some gym equipment and stuff, and he started walking, and then all of a sudden, his blood sugar was perfect. We were keeping tabs on it. I wrote everything down that he ate, which was perfect. And then all of a sudden, one day he started having pain in his legs. We thought maybe he was having a stroke. A blood clot because of the way he described it.
Sure.
We took him into the emergency room. They refused to take x-rays at my request, I thought they knew what they were doing, and they said he just had strained a ligament or something in his leg. Took him to the doctor because it kept getting worse, and they said, it was just, the same thing. He just strained himself. He started losing weight very rapid. The top of his thighs are massive. He's always had big legs.
Right. Sharon, we've got about 2 minutes before I've got to close, so what can I help you do? What can I help you with this? I get the complete picture of what's going on, but what can I help you do?
He's been in excruciating pain in his legs going on 3 months. He can't sleep at night. Nobody can find out what's wrong. We had an MRI done. We've had ultrasounds done on his arteries. However, they check their arteries, there's a little bit of.
He's got constant pain. Does it get worse when he sleeps at night or during the day?
In the nighttime, it's worse, but it's always constant.
All right, here's the deal. With everything he's gone through, especially the medications that I know he's been taking based around heart failure, high blood pressure, and especially with any type of issue with diabetes, a lot of times those medications deplete the body of important minerals. And I know this seems so remedial, but a lot of times when you deplete the body of these minerals, it can cause that deep, deep ache in the legs, especially at night. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. In the middle of all this, continue him on the anti-inflammatory diet. That's going to be important for a basis of just, of giving his body what it needs. The foundational four, you know what those are, whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes. I would double up cod liver oil and then also probiotics. But it's important to give him the right kind of minerals. Magnesium iodide in higher levels, say 500 to 1,000 milligrams before bed, and potassium chloride would be really good. Now, I would do those in separate doses. You can also do a multi-mineral, make sure it's a whole food base, and that's going to help replenish what a lot of these medications have depleted from the body, and that should help tremendously with any pain in his legs. Also, 8 ounces at night of goat's milk yogurt before he goes to bed. It's the highest absorbable form of calcium that we can take. Thanks for the call, Sharon. We're always here for you. That's another hour in the charts. It's On Call, the show that's empowering your health. I'd like to thank producers in the booth. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Call the show. We missed you. You can always send me an email online. I'll be back soon to the evening. In the meantime, forget about the past. It's gone. Focus on today. That's your gift and realize your best days are still ahead. Whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember there's always hope to get your health back. That's what we're always here for. This is On Call.
This show. show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, given with the understanding that neither the host nor this station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure.
Hi, this is America's Health and Lifestyle Coach. Do you suffer from neuropathy, painful scars, joint and muscle pain, or migraine headaches? Then I want to tell you about an amazing product from the American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounds natural creams by their pharmacists that can be a key to your life without pain. The topical cream is mixed from your doctor's prescription and instructions and targets numerous pain receptors at once. If you're challenged by fibromyalgia, arthritic pain, tendonitis, general inflammation, or even migraine headaches, then you should contact my good friends at American Pharmacy Company. The American Pharmacy Company compounding cream produces fewer side effects and reduces organ toxicity. That makes it safe, pain-free, and a true answer to your daily needs. Contact American Pharmacy Company today at 877-734-0695. That's 877-734-0695 or AmericanPharmacyCompany.com. If you don't have a physician, they can help you with that as well.